I announce for the people to come in?
Why not?
All devotees, please move forward as much as possible so our friends who are outside.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Parang bhavatu janma, parang janma vivashtata, tathameta vijaniya, tamadu prukumaniti. Arjuna knew it perfectly well that Krishna, his friend, is the Supreme Personality of God. But to clarify the matter for others, because those who are not devotees, they cannot understand Krishna or Bhagavad Gita. That you have explained in the previous verse, Krishna says that the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita is a great mystery. Rahasam. But because you are my devotee and because you are my friend, therefore I am again speaking to you the same yoga system which was long, long millions of years ago I spoke to the sun god. imam vivasati yogam prasthanam abhyam. It is lost now, sakalinga yoganastha parantapa. Because the parampara system has been diverted or misused, therefore it is now lost. But still, I shall again repeat the same yoga system, which is very, very old, Purana. Although I spoke it first to Vibhushan, the sun god. Vibhushan is the present sun god or the president. Just like you have got the president in your country, the Americans, they have got their president. Similarly, each and every planet has got its president. The present president is called Vibhushan. Of course, their duration of life is very, very great, greater than ours. But still, they are also human beings. They are also living beings, having a different type of body. They can live in the sun planet, although it is fire. That I have already explained. The children must not talk. So Arjuna knew it perfectly well. Because there are foolish men like me, they cannot understand that Krishna spoke this Bhagavad Gita millions of years ago to the sun god. We immediately say these are all stories. But it is not story. It is fact. Therefore, Krishna, to clarify the matter, and Arjuna, to clarify matter to the fools like us, is asking this question, that, my dear Krishna, we are contemporary, as I am born some years ago, you are also born some years ago. We are cousin brothers. So how can I believe that you spoke this science or the yoga system of Bhagavad Gita to the sun god? Suppose if I say, just now I am coming from sun planet and I talk with sun god, will you believe me? When he is talking nonsense, he is coming from sun planet. So, this is possible to inquire by the layman, because people understand Krishna is like us. Abhijananti manamurha manusentanumasita param bhavam bhajanam. We accept Krishna, general people. Sometimes we do not accept. There are many so-called scholars. They say that there was no Krishna. It is all fictitious. There was no battlefield of Kurukshetra. It is all fictitious. They imagine their own meaning. But that is not the fact. Krishna is also historical. At the same time, he is the Supreme Personality of God. These things cannot be understood unless one is a devotee. Therefore, in the previous class, it has been said, Bhaktosi. The mystery of Bhagavad Gita can be opened, disclosed to the devotees, not to the non-devotees. The non-devotees may speculate in their specific platform or activities as politicians or as mundane philosophers or mundane scientists, but that is not the fact. The facts should be learned from the devotees of Krishna. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, and it is being accepted all over the world. We have the greatest sale of our edition, this Bhagavad Gita. Just 3 months before, I got report in London, in 2 months, we sold about 30,000 copies. and the sales manager of Macmillan Company, he has sent me later. That's why the other editions, they are diminishing. This edition is increasing by sale. Why? Because it is presented as it is, without any wrong interpretation. People are appreciating. This is a fact. So, people do not believe that Krishna is a historical person, at the same time he is the Supreme Personality of God. They think that he is a very learned man or a great politician or a beautiful man like that. Abhajananti manamulha manusintanumasita param bhavamajana. They do not understand the background of Krishna. So this thing is being clarified by the question of Arjuna. Aparam bhavato janma. You are born along with me, you are my contemporary. And param janma vivasata. And the sun god, or the president of the sun, Mr. Vivasata, he is long, long ago. How can I believe that you talk with him? This is the question. Aparam bhavato janma, param janma vivasata. Tatham etat vijanya. How I can believe it? Yes. Is it possible to inquire like that? Tamadu purattavan, you first of all spoke this. This is the difference between God and the living entity. God does not forget. We forget. This answer will be the next verse. Bahuni me vatitani janmani tavacharjana tani aham veda sarvani. I understand. I know everything. In another place, Krishna's that I know the past, present, future. That is knowledge. Knowledge means, perfect knowledge means past, present and future. There are many foretellings in the Srimad Bhagavatam about this Kali Yuga. They are stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Means future. Srimad Bhagavatam was written 5,000 years ago. You see, what was stated at that time, they are coming to be true. That is called Shastra. Past, present and future. So Krishna knows everything. Vedaham samiti tani. He says that I know everything. Past, present and future. That is perfect knowledge. Why you are hankering after Krishna? Because he is perfect. We are not perfect. We have got so many deficiencies. We commit mistakes. We are illusion. We cheat. And our senses are imperfect. We cannot acquire knowledge by self-perception perfectly. So we have so many imperfectness. If we try to become a teacher, then I am a cheater, I am not a teacher. We must know first of all. So, we are receiving knowledge from Krishna. Because Krishna is accepted, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and perfection of knowledge. So here the matter is being clarified, and Krishna is answering also, that bahuni me janamani vatitan. Krishna appears, Krishna says, jadajalahi dhanmasartani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sujamaham. He comes on this planet or in this universe. When he comes in this universe, he comes on this planet. There are innumerable universes. Not one, but innumerable. So there is a rotation of Krishna's coming here. Just like the sun rotates every 24 hours. He is visible in the morning. Just like here, just now it is upper day. At 6 o'clock in the morning, the sun will be visible. Everyone can say, any experienced manner, this is not foretelling, by experience. Any child can say that tomorrow at 6 o'clock the sun will appear. Similarly, the Shastras say, at certain third time Krishna will come. One who knows, one who does not know how it is. But there are indications in Brahma's one day Krishna appears on the Dapur Yuga. So therefore Krishna says, Bahuni me janman, Bahuni me batitani janmani tavata arjuna. You have also passed many births, and I have also many times appeared. And because we are friends, we appear together. That is also fact. But the difficulty is, tani ahama brenga. I know all those things. When I appeared last, what did I do? And when I shall again appear, these things known to me, tani ahama brenga. Sarvani. Sarvani, past, present and future, I know everything. Natu, natana vetha parantapa. Although you are a great warrior, parantapa. Parantapa means one who can get and one can give trouble to the enemies. Parantapati. So, although you are a very great warrior, a great personality, but you cannot know this. You cannot know. That is the difference between you and me. That is the difference between God and the living entity. We had our past life, because Dehantara Prati. We have changed our body, and we shall change this body also, after annihilation of this body. Bhashansi Jinnani Jathavi Haya. Old garments, old cloth, when it is true, old, unusable, then we give it up. We accept another new cloth. Similarly, when this body becomes unusable, then we change our body. We get another new body. This is the way of transmigration of the soul. This is a fact. Dehinasmin yatha dehi kaumara jo manangjala tatha dehantara prati dhira sattva namayati. So Dehantara Prati is here. But we have forgotten what I was in my last life. That I cannot say. Neither I can say what kind of body I am going to get next. That I cannot say. Our knowledge is so imperfect that we cannot say. But Krishna can say past, present and future. It is said here. Tani aham veda sarvani. Everything. Sarvani means, I veda sarvani means past, present and future. Now we can derive conclusion that, how is that? Krishna appears like human being and we are also human being. The same two hands, two legs, one head. How is that? He knows everything and I do not know. This conclusion should be derived like this, that we forget because we change our body. Just like I was a child, you were a child, every one of us. We did so many things in our childhood, but we have forgotten. With the change of the body, the activities of my past body is forgotten. This is a fact. Similarly, when we change this body, we get another body, we forget. But why Krishna has not forgotten? That means he does not change his body. This should be the conclusion. This should be the conclusion from right logical point of view. I forget because I change my body. Krishna does not forget, he does not change his body. This should be the conclusion. And Krishna says also, that sammabhami atma mayaya, I appear and disappear by my own energy. We are forced by the other energy. Just like I have got human body now. Now I shall have to change my body after my death. That change of body is not in my hand. Actually it is in my hand. Because according to karma, if I work nicely, then he gets good body. And if you do not work nicely, then we get bad. That is, we can understand from this shastra. Urdhanga chanti sattva spa. How you can understand? Shastra cha khushyat. You have to see through the shastra. Otherwise you have no eyes to see past, present, future. That's like astrology. Astrology is by calculation through the shastra. The astrological calculation can say what you were in your past life and what you become in your next life. There is astrological system. They can say like that. Through this astra, by that calculation, we can understand. So, what is that? The total is the Urdhanga Chanti Sattva. Those who are situated in the modes of goodness, Brahminical qualifications, Sattva, Sama, Lama, Titiksa, Arjava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Asritam, Brahma, Tatma, Sabhava. If we remain perfectly Brahmin, truthful, clean, Sattvam, Sautam, Sama, self-controlling, mind-controlling, Sattvam, Sautam, Samam, Damam, Titiksa, tolerance, ardhava, simplicity, jnanam, full knowledge, vijnanam, application of knowledge in life, vijnanam, astikam, full knowledge of the absolute truth, astikam, brahma tatma svabhava. If we remain in this qualification, brahminical qualification, this is called sattva-sva, situated in the Satogun. The Rajogun and Tamogun cannot conquer. In that situation, he'll be elevated to the higher planets. This is Shastra saying. Urdhanga chanti sattva sva, madhye tishtanti rajasa, and the middle planetary system. This earthly planet is the middle. Bhut, bhuva, sa, atu, sargulo. If we remain in the modes of pattern, then within these planets we may rotate. And Javanna Gunavitista Adoga Santi Tamasa. Those who are Tamasa, because they have got very abominable characters. The abominable characters character is described in this Shastra, sinful life, illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. These are the four pillars of abominable life. Tamasi. The Shastra says, Tamasi ma, Jyotisam. If we remain in this Tamasi, then Jahanna Gunavitishtha Adhogacchanti Tamasa. Adhogacchanti means lower planetary system or animal life, degraded life, abominable life, low grade life. We shall get. This is the samantha. But we do not know, although do not know. But the nature's law will oblige me to accept the body. Like that. Karmana daivana srena janta deha upapatti. We get another body according to the karma we are performing now. So, Arjuna is a devotee. That has been explained in the previous. Bhaktosi. Bhaktosi me sakhate. Arjuna is not only devotee, not ordinary devotee, but personal friend. Arjuna is personal friend of Krishna. Bhaktosi sakhate. Therefore, Krishna says, Tani, bahuni me batitani janmani tavatani. You are my bhakta and personal friend. So whenever I appear, you also appear. Because in Bhakta, Bhakta and Bhagavan, they must be together. That is the advantage of Bhakta. Although he has got the frailty, because living entity is the minute particle of God, Mamaivamsa Jivabhi. Therefore, his intelligence, his power is also very minute. But God's power is unlimited. By unlimited power, Krishna knows the past, future, present, everything perfectly. But our limited knowledge, we cannot know that. Therefore, we have to receive knowledge from Krishna. This is our position. Tad-vijñāna-artham-sā guru-meva-vigacche samit-pāni-suvutriyam brahma-nishtham. So we have to approach either Krishna or Krishna's representative. Then we can understand Krishna. Otherwise, simply by mental speculation, by so-called erudite scholarship, nobody can know. Pantha-sukuti-sakavatta-sampradamya vāyo-rathāpi-manaso-manipaṅgavāna sapvatthira-prapada-sena avichinta-tatte govindamādi-purisam-tamāṁ. Even just like you go by aeroplane, this is air speed, there is another speed. Pantha-sukuti-sakavatta-sampradamya vāyo-rathāpi-manaso-manipaṅgavāna. There is another speed, mind speed. We have experience of the light speed, of the air speed, but we do not know what is the mind speed. Mind speed is so strong that within a second you can go many millions of miles. Within a second. And if I understand, if the mind speed is so strong, how much speed of spirit is so strong. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tattadeham punarjanma naiti mami iti kaunthya. If you become fully conversant with Krishna consciousness, the result will be Tattadeham, just giving up this body, just immediately after this. Tattadeham punarjanma naiti mami. Others, those are not Krishna conscious, they will accept another material body. Immediately, they will have to enter into the womb of a mother, particular mother. Though you explain, as soon as decision is made by superior power, that this living entity has done certain such things, he should be promoted or degraded, he should enter into such mother's body through the seminar of the father. So immediately he is given place in the material body of a mind. But those who are Krishna conscious, immediately that transfer where Krishna is. This is the cause. Immediate, by spiritual force, tatta deham punarjanma naiti mame kaunte. Mame immediately comes to me. Krishna is there. Within this material world, he is also there. In some of the universes, there are innumerable universes, I have already explained. Somewhere he is there. So, a devotee, just after giving up this body, immediately is transferred to that universe where Krishna is there. And when he is trained up, then he, again, is transferred to the Goloka Vrindavan, the spiritual star. These are the description of Sanatana Goswami in Bhagavatamrita. How a living entity? So, in this way, we are changing our body. But because we are minute particle of Krishna, we have got qualities of Krishna, not 10%, 78%. When that was said, so minute quantity, then we can also become a little more advanced than at the present moment, but not like Krishna. Krishna is 10% perfect. We can become minutely perfect, 78%. These are all analyzed by the Goswami. So, in the present state, our conditioned state, there is no comparison with Krishna. what to speak of becoming Krishna. The last day foolish persons they claim that they have become Krishna. It is not possible. This is the defect that we forget. They ask the soul, so many incarnations of God, about his past life. They cannot explain. So this is the qualification of God. He knows past, present and future. And those are false gods. They cannot say. That is not false. This is the text. They are claiming, falsely claiming. But God means he knows. His body does not change. But he knows past, present, future means his body does not change. Why it does not change? That is described in this text. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means body. Form. This transcendental form is made of Sachidananda. Sachidananda. Sat means itana. Itana is Om Tat Sat. So, Sat Chit. Chit means full of knowledge. Full of knowledge, yes. Tani aham bhira, sarvani. This is called chit. He knows everything. Past, present and future. Sat-chit and ananda. You see Krishna's form here. Ananda, he's enjoying. This is real Krishna's form. He's always enjoying. Anandamaya bhyasa. In the Vedanta Sutra, as we say. The anandamaya. Krishna's real form, the Krishna's form in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, that is not Krishna's real form. That is Krishna's Vasudeva form. Krishna expands Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Anuruddha in that way. So, this is a great science, Krishna's science. If you are interested, there are books you can study and you can understand what is Krishna. Janma karma me dibbanti janati tattva. So everyone should try to understand Krishna in truth. But people do not try to understand. Manushanam sahasesu kachit jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhyanam kachit bhirtimam tattva. Tattva means truth. That is very difficult. Krishna says, out of many millions of persons, one tries to become siddha. Siddha means perfect. Aham Brahmasmi. When one knows that I am not this material body, I am spirit soul, I am eternal servant of God, Krishna. That is perfection. So, this perfection, out of many millions of persons, one becomes perfect. One who knows. Brahma Dhuta, Prasanna Atma, Nasurutate Natanta, Samaskarvesu Dhutesu, Madhubhakti Lavate Kana. So, this is also very difficult to become Brahma Bhuta. We are now Jiva Bhuta. But Vanishtanam Sahasesu. But people are not interested to become Brahma Bhuta or devotee of Krishna. They are interested to continue this material way of life, changing the body. They do not know. They think this body is all in all. But that is not the fact. That is the first instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Dehantara Prati. You have to change your body, as you are already changing. These are stated there. So, jatatāma viṣṭhyāna kaśi dhītimāṁ tattata. Even those who are siddhas, there are many big sannyasis, impersonalists. They cannot understand Krishna. It is a fact. They consider Krishna as ordinary human being. Abhijānanti māṁ mūrā. So it is very difficult to understand Krishna. But if you want to understand Krishna, try to understand Krishna from Krishna, not otherwise. Then you will understand Krishna. Manishtānāṁ sāsesu kacchit jatati siddhaye jatatāvati siddhānāṁ kacchit bhesimāṁ tattata. And how that process can be perfect, that is also explained. Bhaktyavam avijanasi javan jasnami tattata. Again tattata. So we have to understand Krishna tattata in truth. So here is one explanation that Although Krishnacharya, like human being, he is not a human being. He is the Supreme Personality of God. And the taste is that he knows everything. That is described in the Vedanta Sutra. Janmadvasyatakaha annayat itadatascha adhesu avijna sayat. He is avijna. He is fully conversant with all knowledge. And what from he got knowledge? Sarat. Sarat means independent. Sābhāpi, in the Vedas it is said, sābhāpi ki jñāna balakriyāsa. Natasya kājnam karanam ca vidyate, natasya sama udhikasya dhishyate, parāsya sakti vividaiva sriyate, sābhāpi ki jñāna balakriyāsa. Sābhāpi. He doesn't require to cast his brain how to do things. Immediately, he desires everything is done. That is Krishna. Immediately, what he wants, as soon as, so he cut off, as soon as he glanced over the material nature, there was grief. These are the basic statements. Therefore, yes, to inquire about Krishna, to clarify the meter, that what is Krishna? Because he is all powerful, all cognizant, fully conversant, sarat. Therefore, he could speak millions of years ago to the Sun God. This is not story, this is fact. To clarify this matter, Arjuna inquired from Krishna, how can I believe it? And the answer is next verse, that we, you and me, both of them, took many, many times our birth, but you have forgotten. Because you are a living being. And I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I have not forgotten. This is the difference between you and me. Bahani ne batitani janmani tapacharjana tani aham veda sarvani natana vittha parantapa. Although you are a very great warrior, you can conquer over your enemies, but you cannot become equal to me. That is the difference between a living entity and Krishna. Thank you very much.